Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning there, folks. I'm doing a little bit of last minute getting situated. Felt like the red hire last night. You know, Michelle and I, we rolled in. I don't know what time it was. We had a wonderful time we had, but we rolled in pretty late last night trying to get my brain up and operating here this morning. Pray that you guys will help me carry this show here. Got some good stuff to talk about, but man, oh man, I guess they call it a little bit of jet lag. We were in Kalispell, Montana. Great, what do they call that? The Big Sky. If you folks have never been out, I've been out there. I guess I've been to. We've been out there a lot, but not a lot. That's stupid, Coach. I've been out through that great Midwest, out through Wyoming and North Dakota and South Dakota and Montana. The majesty, I just drive around, look at those mountains and said, how did the Lord do that one? You know, creating a human being from the dust of the earth would be absolutely phenomenal. I mean, how would you do it? But how would you create one of those mountains? We stand down in that valley and you look at those majestic mountains. So how could it, those things be, how'd that happen? Because it looks like down in the basin, if somebody came along with a bulldozer, I made this comment to Dr. Mike Spaulding, I think it was, or maybe it was Rob, I can't remember. Somebody brought a bulldozer and they just piled the dirt up. That's what it looked like all the way around. Then these great big snow-capped mountains. My goodness. A trip out to Kalispell, Montana. Well, in fact, increase your faith. That's all I'll tell you, man. Increase mine. We had a great event. I got to, you know what was really good about it? I got to spend a lot more time with Dr. Mike Spaulding and his wife, Kathy, and with Rob and Lisa Pugh and Leighton Howerton. What a great guy Leighton Howerton is. And I want to just say, I'm not doing this to butter anybody up because I know Mike Spaulding's in the air right now. He's coming back early this morning. What a wonderful guy he is. And, you know, he and I don't agree theologically on a lot of things. And he spoke yesterday. Was it yesterday? It is yesterday. And he's so right on point. Just so right on point. You know, when it comes down to issues like pre-tribulation rapture or whatever, any type of end time eschatology and issues about, you know, whether the dietary laws apply, laying on of hands, speaking in tongues, folks, those things are all secondary. And not one of those things that really matters. And I'm convinced more than ever I don't know how to say this without it sounding kind of corny. The validation of our ministry, what we do here, because there just aren't very many doing it. There just aren't. You can go to conferences and you can bring in L.A. Marzulli. God bless L.A. and he'll talk to you about the Nephilim. You bring in Russ Dizdar and Russell talk to you about the satanic super soldiers and the demonic realm. And I mean, you can on and on and on. We can study the stars and the moon and signs of the times and none of it really, my friends, none of it is essential. Not a bit of it. The study of the Nephilim, and those who say, well, Nephilim, the giants spoken of in Genesis 6. I don't have my Bible yet. I didn't get a chance to unpack it. The study of the giants in Genesis 6 and whether or not they're coming back now or are going to, you know, things coming upon the earth, the hearts of men, failing them for fear. I'm not as quick-witted this morning, okay? I didn't get lost. This stuff, it's all interesting. And they're all pieces of the puzzle, in my opinion. As I've said a number of times, they're signposts. They're signposts. But can a guy like me, a passionate guy like me, get along with a guy like Mike Spaulding when he and I really differ quite a bit in some of our beliefs? He's a great brother. He's a great brother. If we were really, really to dig down into the real essentials of the faith and really, really get after some of these things that really, really matter, I think we'd find ourselves fighting less amongst ourselves. I get on Facebook sometimes and I just go down there and I just marvel at some of the things that people go to war over. It's all meaningless, and it's just meaningless. I mean, it's interesting, but it's meaningless. And I was taken. I don't know. I was captured. I don't know what word to use again. No, we did not have a large crowd. We didn't in Kalispell, Montana. I was there, and my wife Michelle. I love my wife so much. I was so glad to always have her be able to go with me. Kathy, Mike Spaulding, and Rob and Lisa Pugh, and Bradley Dean, and my brain's going dead on. Now, anyway, Bradley Dean and his family, Layton, and folks, there's nobody. There is nobody doing what we do here. Nobody. And it's so important that we begin to awaken the hearts of people to not only the times in which we live, but what it is those times are going to bring upon people. And how we can see the reality, it can never happen to me. Was it Andre Crouch? He said, I didn't think it could be till it happened to me in that song that Andre Crouch wrote. And if we pick up the scriptures and we read the scriptures, we get into end time eschatology and talk about the last days and 7 years of tribulation and going to the book of Daniel and all that kind of stuff. You can study that and study and study that. But you know the reality of it? Here's the heartbeat of it all. What if it's true? What if it's true? You say what, Coach? What if what's true? Well, what if men's hearts are going to fail them for fear of the things that are coming upon the world, on the earth? What if it's true? What if we're really going to see stuff beyond what we can ever imagine, provided we're not taken out of here? If we can take the doctrine, I know this stuff is hard to do. This is really, really hard to do. No, Chuck Baldwin didn't show up. This is really hard to do, folks, to take our theology and lay our theology down and say, you know, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. And I'm not here to disparage anybody's theology or argue about their thought theology this morning. But I ask myself this question. Again, bear with me, I'm a little jet lagged here this morning. What if we, I know what some of you believe. I know, I understand. What if we are to go through the tribulation period? What if we are? And if we are to go through a 7-year tribulation period where things that are coming upon the earth, men's hearts going to fail them for fear, would we react the way that we're reacting today? And, you know, Bradley Dean came, and Bradley Dean, I mean, you talk about a wealth of information. Some of the stuff that Bradley's put into PowerPoints and into videos, and love Bradley and love his passion and his family. And my goodness, his wife can sing. Wow. Now what? Now what? Now look at all the evidence that Bradley ran through, a litany of things that have been happening, how the government's selling this out, and how, you know, the underground cabals at work, and it involves the Republicans and Democrats. He took us through every area of influence, the schools, the education, how all this stuff's coming upon us. And it was overwhelming. It was overwhelming. But I stepped back and I asked that same question. Now what? Now what? It's just like the other day I came down here in my studio and there was water running down through my studio's in our basement. And there was water running across the floor, a lot of water running across the floor. I thought, man, what is that? What's going on here? What's going on? And after a little bit of research and walk around, they said, well, your valve's busted. Steve Deck told me. He said, Steve, you got this. Hey, look, coach, you're over on the side of the hot water heater. That valve's busted. See, it's leaking. See how it's dripping down? So, oh, man. Yeah. You know what that was? It was a sign, wasn't it? It was a sign. And I didn't step back and say, well, Steve, I knew that was going to happen. Been kind of predicted. My brother told me the other day, looks like that thing's not going to hold up much longer. So, yeah, that's just the way it's going to be. No. I got a hold of Deck, and I went on YouTube. I watched the video, and I changed that thing myself. I could have prayed that the Lord would heal it. Could have prayed somebody's. I could have prayed somebody buy me a new hot water heater, but that wouldn't have. See, at some point, folks, somebody's going to have to do something. At some point. And when we look across the spectrum of what's going on in this country, somebody's going to have to do something. At what point does the church take responsibility and stand up and do something? I hate to continue to beat that same drum, but I saw it again this weekend. No one has a solution. No one. Nobody has a solution. And more people, luckily, are now being awakened to what some of the problems are, but nobody has a solution. Now, I'm going to stop right here a second before I get too deep into this. Does anybody have a solution? Because let's look at politics. Donald Trump captures. Listen, if it's all true, we don't know, right? We don't know what happened. I don't trust the government. I don't know what happened. But it appears they got that Muslim. Appears they did. I mean, I can go on here and the president said we did. Yeah, it looks like we got him. And yeah, it does. It looks like we got him. And then I ask myself, for what? Get him for what? But we did get him, and when Obama got a hold of, supposedly got bin Laden, they buried him in the ocean before we could ever see any of the evidence or any of the body. This guy blew himself up, supposedly had a suicide vest on, blew it up, blew his three kids up, and we don't have any evidence of it. We have to, again, believe what they tell us. Is it truthful? I don't know if it's truthful. I don't know. But I continue to ask this same question. And it involves some of us together here in the queue who we cannot let stupid things separate us. And I asked the question again on the plane last night with Michelle. Let's say Donald Trump is part of the deep state. Let's say they're all just playing us for fools. That guy really wasn't captured last night. But the guy who, by the way, we had in custody and Barack Obama released. I don't know if you know that or not. What if that's all a lie? What if Trump really is selling us out for oil? What if he really is? What's our alternative? Those out there who are still uncomfortable with Donald Trump, I am at times as well. What's your alternative? I mean, wait, no. Not, folks, listen, Franklin Graham ain't going to be elected president of the United States. It isn't going to happen. in this current environment in which we live, why are Christians, I'm asking, okay? Why are Christians so passionately opposed to Donald Trump?
Because they don't know Bible prophecy, Coach, and they're not led by the Holy Ghost.
Well, Alan, help me out there, Alan, because I don't know.
If they're not led by the Holy Ghost, they're not Christian.
Let's take Bible prophecy out of it. Let's just say I'm some Joe that fell off the turnip truck. How can I look at what's going on with Donald Trump? I'm talking about Christians for the most part here.
He's absolutely right. They're not led by the Holy Ghost. And the Bible is very clear that those who are led by the Spirit are God's children. So they are not Christians.
Larry, I'll tell you why I don't. I'm not trying to argue with you. Please don't take it wrong. I know some good Christian people who will not waver on their opposition to Donald Trump. And they're Holy Spirit filled. And that is some of the dilemmas that I see that we have. Some of the things that cause me great consternation is I trust this brother and what he says, yet he doesn't see this. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with it when we see a spirit-filled person who is right on so many things and then I think so wrong on this? Now, he's probably looking at me. How can he be so wrong on this? The alternative to Donald Trump. Hey, Alan, let's take the Bible out of it. Let's take Book of Revelation out of it. Take all that stuff out of there. Who's right now, from your neighbor who wouldn't know Jesus if he came and knocked on the door, what's the opposition to Trump as opposed to Hillary? Can somebody help me? Listen, I don't want to talk politics, but this stuff matters, okay? This stuff matters because Christians are afraid to speak up because other Christians are waiting to lambaste them when they do. Somebody come on in.
Number one thing is he's against abortion, and I don't care. How can you be a Christian and not be for somebody that's against abortion like Trump is? Because, listen, the bottom line is this. Satan will never allow abortion to cease. Only Jesus Christ would allow abortion to cease. It's pretty plain, Coach.
But Alan, people'll say this. Well, he's still funding it, or he hadn't in. I got right up here, Jared. Connor, I have that. Hang on a second. It says abortion, Connor. See if you can pull that one up real quick, okay? Hey, folks, listen. This is not singing. This isn't Donald Trump. A praise party, okay? I'm laying this out there because this stuff really, really bothers me. How I can see other strong, powerful, active Christian people who oppose it.
You know, the reality is you can't take the Bible out of it because the Bible is truth. And if you take truth out of the equation, you have no equation.
But Larry, you're not missing it. These are people who are strong in their beliefs, but they believe totally differently on this one.
Satan is strong in his belief.
Oh, Laura.
Is the Holy Spirit divided?
That's my question there, Randy. Thank you. Thank you, Randy. How can the Holy Spirit tell me one thing and the Holy Spirit tell another strong brother in Christ, something else? I'm baffled by it. Up on the screen right now, I don't know if you guys saw this, 876 abortion clinics lost taxpayer funding because of what President Trump did. There it is, 876 abortion clinics lost taxpayer funding because of what President Trump did. But see, then we still have the religious activists, the pure activists. If he's not 100% on board with your abolitionist beliefs, then throw him out. How can you support him? Well, because Hillary Clinton was the other option. I'm not a Donald Trump cheerleader, although a lot of you think that I am. I'm asking the question. I'm asking a deeper question. How can truly born-again, spirit-filled people differ so much on this issue?
Well, coach, I think too many focus on what's wrong, what he does wrong, not what he does right.
Why is that, Robert? He's getting some feed.
It's not working.
Coach, you know, there are, I know some true brothers and sisters in Christ who we have differences on things that I think are absolutely clear and solid and unquestionable in the Bible. And what the Word tells me to do is to draw back from such a brother and let the Holy Spirit either show him or show me which one of us is wrong. But if you're convinced they're your brother and sister, you keep loving them, but you don't keep rubbing up against them until the Holy Spirit settles it.
Sounds simple, Larry. Because, like, there's some people that I agree with 98% of what they say. And there's a 2% in there that you don't defellowship or over minutia. And well, I would never defellowship.
That's what the Word says to do when there's a difference like that. You break fellowship. You don't stop loving. You just break fellowship and give the Holy Spirit a chance to operate. And you know about what things are important and what aren't. If the Bible says there are six things that are the fundamental elements of Christ, I think those are important. Some people may not think some of them are important, but then that's up to the Holy Spirit.
Coach, if I may.
Yes. Yes.
I wouldn't break fellowship personally because, you know, my wife and I don't agree on everything, but we don't break fellowship. But on the other point with Donald Trump, going back, once again, this is coming from a person who didn't vote for him. And I always use that because it disengages the enemy for them to say, oh, you're just a, but you know what? My question is, let's go back to the Bible. The Bible tells you to pray for those who are in these positions. Do more people who are, or just, you know, they're non-Trumpsters. They don't even want to take the biblical approach to where they spend more time bashing than they do praying for this leader. And so my question is, okay, you spend this much time bashing. Do you spend any time praying for him? Because your reasons why you don't like him are all biblical. Okay, let's go back to the Bible. Then the Bible says is to pray for him. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can go back and say, I prayed for Barack Obama. I prayed, you know, that his eyes would be open. And all. But once again, I'm just saying, they just want to dig their heels in and bash. Yet God truly did put him in that position, whether a biblical person wants to believe it or not. But how much time are they spending praying for him?
I think that's a great point, Dale. I think we're all somewhat guilty of that. Here's the point that I'm trying to make, and I guess I'm having a hard time making the point, is this. Say it the right way, Coach. What if I'm wrong? And see, we always take this position, well, that I'm going to just step back and I'm not being critical. Yes, I am. I don't mean it sounds critical. I'm going to step back and disfellowship a little bit and I'm going to pray for that brother. He's probably doing that for me. He thinks I'm wrong. He thinks I'm missing it. And he would say he's spirit-filled, and I would say that I'm spirit-filled. I would say I have a great relationship with the Lord, and he would say he has a great relationship with the Lord. How do we handle this issue that, by the way, is a non-essential one? I don't know. I'm asking. I really.
Hey, Coach.
Do you know that there are people who are not watching this show anymore because of my support for Donald Trump?
Yep.
Me, that. I still support Jesus.
I'm glad you're asking this question again, because I did ask you this a couple months ago, and I felt that we didn't finish it. you know, when I asked you about Rick Wiles, how can he say something? And then what was it, Taylor, Mark Taylor, say something completely opposite. And these are men who are definitely filled with the Holy Spirit. And who's to say who's right and who's to say who's wrong? And you're right. Who's to say you're right and they're wrong? Or who's to say they're right? And I mean, it's just, why is this happening now where it seems like brothers and sisters are fighting tooth, nail, all the way, tooth and nail? I mean, it's just, in a way, it doesn't make any sense what's going on.
Coach, do I sound okay now?
You sound great, Robert.
I think the problem is a lot of people are not following the Word of God. I could show you, if I had time, chapter and verse as to why we have this problem. We should be pursuing unity. We should be exposing darkness. We should be loving 1 Corinthians 13. I mean, there's things that we should be doing we're not doing. It's causing strife, division. If we would get back to the Bible and what Kevin said, home groups, where we participate as the church and go out and be the church, we wouldn't have this problem. But we are not following the Word of God. We're not exposing evil. We're not active, and we don't know the Word of God, and we're following our own ideas as to why we should not fellowship with this person or not do this or do that. We're not following the Word of God. We're not following the game plan of the Word.
So, Robert, I would ask the same question. I agree with you. Listen, it's inside each and every one of us, okay? Inside each and every one of us is this. I'm right, you're wrong. That's inside each and every one of us. That is why we have all the denominations. I'm right, you're wrong. Oh, you don't agree with me? We're going to go start our own thing then, all right? We're going to go start our own thing because we don't agree with it. That is inside each and every one of us, right?
And that's the big problem. It's not I am right or you're wrong. What does the Word of God say? Not what do I think. What do I say? What does the Word of God say? If you can't show me from the Word of God the support or justification for your actions, I don't give much weight to it. What does the Word of God say? Not what do I think.
All right, man. So let me ask this one then real quickly. For those of you who I've asked, if we didn't have President Trump, who would we have? And for those of you who still think, and maybe he is, maybe he's part of the deep state. Maybe he is. As I said many times, we're screwed if he is. Right here, right now, as we sit here right now, what is your solution to it? You can't say to put in godly leaders. Guys, you can't say that. God, there aren't any godly leaders we can put in there right now. There aren't any. We've got this guy or this woman. Those were our choices. We've got this guy. Now, Christians, what is our responsibility now that we have this guy? Is it now to put in another this guy? Is that the solution? And see, we've got to quit moving from temporary solutions like this. The deep state is being revealed to us, which we all know that it's a spiritual battle. Now that we know that it's a spiritual battle, what is it we are supposed to do? How is it we are supposed to engage this war? Are we supposed to defellowship over the fact that you like Trump and I don't like Trump? Or the rapture is coming and no, the rapture isn't coming. No, or it's all about Israel or no, it's not all about Israel. And that is exactly where we are. And when I go to these conferences and I get around people, I can't get them to see, or maybe it's me. I can't shut up and do what's right in front of you to combat evil. Quit looking at the guy in the White House. What can you do in Kalispell, Montana, to fight this wickedness in America? Why can't we see that and do that? Why do we argue over Donald Trump?
Hey, I don't get it. What's weird is everybody's looking for somebody else to do the work. And when somebody else starts doing the work, then they start looking for flaws in somebody else.
Coach, I'll give you an example. I'll give you a couple examples. I looked up how many churches in Dallas, Texas are having trunk or treat and it'll make you sick. Well, how many churches in Dallas, Texas are down there at the courthouse praying for that James Younger child? Yeah, you know, that's sick. And then last night in our church service, we had this Spanish gentleman come up in a wheelchair, and we prayed that God would heal him and he'd get up out of that wheelchair and walk. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If God would have touched him and healed him, and he'd have jumped up out of that wheelchair and run around the church, once all them other churches in Zephyr Hills, Florida found out about it, we'd be the most revered church in Zephyr Hills and the most hated all at one time.
That's probably true. That's probably true. Say, Coach, what's the point you're making? Here's the point I'm making. What can I do or you do? This is why I do the Salt and Light Brigades. This is why my wife and I gave up 4 days, and why Rob Pugh and Lisa gave up 4 days, and Mike Spalding and his wife gave up 5 days. They're traveling home right now because we're trying to awaken people to become effective agents of Christ right where they live. And I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump doesn't really have anything to do with it. It doesn't. Here's what I know. If Hillary Clinton was president, I wouldn't be able to do a lot of what I do. I would be forced to into a funnel where I'm going to either get sucked down or I'm going to stand up and fight.
Amen, Coach.
It would have been better if Hillary would have been elected, because then maybe some of our butts would already be in jail and we would understand how difficult the times are in which we live. And I try to go around and try to tell people that we have got a year, maybe a year, and all hell's about to break loose, maybe a year, and you still can't get them to awaken and understand that they can make a difference right where they live. I'm baffled by it. The people don't want to get involved. Is it apathy? Is it fear? Is it something that the problem seems so large that it's not worth, that I can't make a difference? Well, you're spirit filled. The Holy Spirit's inside of us. We can, God works through people. You can make
a difference locally.
Get your eyes on Trump. Yes.
We didn't have a whole lot of people there, but the ones that were there do want to get involved. They were on fire after we were there. So we made a difference.
We did make a difference, Rob. And hopefully now they'll go recruit others and we'll go back and we'll move forward with it. We'll move forward with it. Somebody else, come on.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
It comes down to infant stasis. Now, I asked people that I'm going to go preach at Spooktacular in Main Street on the 31st, and I still get the deer in the headlight look.
Meaning what, Jeff?
It's what you said. Is it fear? And all the steps that you pronounced, it's all combined.
Mm-hmm.
They think they have the Holy Spirit, but it's the fear of man, not fear of God.
Coach, if it's all about us, if our ministry, our agenda, our ego, our me, all that, if that's what you're pushing, you push others away that will want to work. You're pushing them because if they don't fit you, you don't want to be a part of it. Okay, now, how can that be in a Christian? How can that be? I'll tell you how. Because they have not laid their life down to the lordship of Jesus Christ, or they would not be that way. Coach, here's an example. George and I, every Saturday, we go down to the clinic. Okay, we differ on things, but we have a relationship. Because we have a relationship, I trust him, he trusts me, and we put those little things aside because they're so minor. People that are not willing to put aside differences are in it for themselves. I don't care what you say.
Amen, Randy.
Their brother and sister, because they differ, they're the problem.
I'm starting to realize that, Coach. The same thing. I've been here for 4 years with you, brother. And, I mean, I don't say too much, but I try to do as much as I can out here where I live. And I'm realizing all I can do is just put my head down and go forward like a bull and say what I feel. And I don't care who I hurt, because I feel that I'm saying what the Holy Spirit wants me to say, because I'm not really good with words. And I'm telling you, I turn off a lot of people. I mean, we got five churches here in Blaisdell, and not one of the pastors will even talk to me, so-called pastors, because I look right to their faces because they won't do anything with their people.
Amen.
Well, I think that's true. The people see Jesus as Savior, they don't see him as Lord, so they don't obey him. If they followed him, he would cleanse the churches, he would drain the swamp, he would expose evil, he would get the church out on the streets. We're not following Jesus. We're just seeing him as Savior. We're waiting for the rapture plane to come get us out.
Amen. Amen.
You know, here's the bad part, is there's so many of them that haven't made Jesus Lord, and therefore Jesus is not their Savior. They just think he is. And it is those people who I really do feel for, guys. I mean, you may think from my mannerisms, attitudes, and what I say that I don't. But I don't go out banging my head against a brick wall trying to reach those people unless I specifically feel the leading of the Holy Spirit zeroing me in on a target, like the Holy Spirit zeroed Stephen in on the eunuch in the chariot.
Here's the policy, boys. Here's the policy that I practice. I think all of us need to practice this. When we have differences, you can look at the other one and say, hey, I appreciate your opinion, but I don't agree with that. I'm going to put it on the shelf. And if God, in time, if this is right, if you're right, God will show me, the Holy Spirit will reveal it. If you're wrong, the Holy Spirit will reveal it. Put it on the shelf. That's my policy, Coach, and it works. It lets me go to minister with anybody because I'm willing to put our differences on the shelf. If you are not, you're not going to minister with everyone. You're going to be your elite, exclusive little group.
Amen.
It amazes me how men act like a bunch of old hens. Nothing against women, but it just amazes me. Mm-hmm. Just because they get their little feathers hurt a little bit, they and the pride is unbelievable, they can't change their mind. They won't change their mind. No matter what.
Serge, I've said this and we'll say it again. Donald Trump is God's man. Now hang on.
Amen.
I don't know if that's good. Well, I don't know if that's bad. But Donald Trump is God's man right now.
I mean, it's for me, Coach, it's so easy to see that because how evil these people are and how much control they have over everything, and especially the way the elections have been done for the past 20 years, mm-hmm. For him to become the president of the United States, it had to be a miracle. But I don't know if God's going to help the next time around. I think he's
going to. And Serge, I still don't. Maybe Donald Trump's evil and God gave us Donald Trump because it's what we deserve. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard people making comparisons again this weekend about how Hitler got in power, and Hitler got in power because the church supported Hitler and yada, 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 yada. And I'm just thinking, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't see Trump going around killing people like Hitler did.
I'm going to say, is he God's man or not? And if he's God's man, shouldn't we be supporting him? Folks, listen. The last election, it was either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. It wasn't anybody else. One of those is going to be president of the United States. And right now, today, as we wake up here on the 28th day of October 2019, Donald Trump is president, not Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump is president. If Donald Trump, hang on, Bobby. If Donald Trump were to disappear from the face of the earth tomorrow, who is in line? Who's the next person? And I'm saying, what are we as Christians? Is it our job to undermine? If you think Donald Trump is part of the Mossad, part of the Jewish cabal, I could go on. If you think he is part of that, we are screwed.
Hey, Coach.
Let Bobby come in. I cut him off. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah. listen, the way I see it, this is the end of the game. This is the last quarter, the last couple of rounds in the ring, the last inning, whatever. Make a decision. If I'm wrong, or if you're wrong, Coach, then I'm going to eat it. And we're going down anyway. Now's the time to make a decision. It's not time to ride the fence. It's not time to say, well, what you said, we need the godly leaders. Make the decision. And if we're wrong, then this is just going to turn hot anyway. It's not like we haven't been here before, Revolutionary War, Civil War. So those men made the decision that had a lot more courage than we do. So all it takes is, maybe it takes a lot of courage. Yeah, it takes a lot of courage. Make the decision, and so the heavens fall.
Amen, Bobby.
So, Bobby, see, here's where I come down on it. We have an election coming up in a year, and that election is going to be pretty important as to who wins. I see Donald Trump running against a bunch of cackles. It doesn't matter. So I'm thinking, well, Trump's got to win. But as soon as Trump wins, it comes back to me in Hebron, Ohio. What am I doing here? When Donald Trump's the president of the United States, great. Why? What is, how, all this top-down government stuff? We're supposed to be grassroots, government of the people, by the people, for the people. If Donald Trump gets reelected, maybe I have more liberty to fight for the things that I want to fight for here. And maybe if Elizabeth Warren gets elected, I won't have as much liberty. But my job is to continue to fight no matter who's in the White House. The guy in the White House doesn't have any impact on it. Not on what I really do right here and now. What I can do with goes to my schools and abortion and evil government right where I live. The guy in the White House doesn't control that. The only thing good about it right now is Donald Trump says it's okay for me to be a Christian. Coach, you can be one. You can be one. In fact, Coach, Donald Trump would say, I want to end abortion. I say, I do too. Okay, dude, let's go. But I'm not waiting on him. I'm going to go. I'm going to go here now and do it. I don't have my eyes on Trump.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Coach, here's one thing I'd ask all these Christians that's got issues with Trump. How can they be linked sides up with Obama, Hillary Clinton, The View, all that? How can they be on the same side as them and they love Christ? It doesn't add up, Coach.
It doesn't. That's what I'm saying. Alan, what is the alternative? Who, if you hate Trump, who would you like to have in there? No. No, because you can't just get whoever you want in there. He is in there. Who do you want to replace him with? He's in there.
Hillary would have won, Coach. We'd all be in jail already. Listen, I was out here in Dade City when that witch came by our house. They booked her for Dade City, Florida, population 5,000. They meant to put her down in Dade County, down in Miami. They screwed up and put her in my town. I was standing out on the highway with that Bible and everything else. Listen, I'd be in jail. I'd be in jail if she'd have won this thing. That's just the bottom line. That's where we'd all be. You probably wouldn't even have a show. We'd be shut down and in jail.
That's right. So from that standpoint along, the pro-life, oh, he's part of the Masonic. Hey, he's a Mason.
Coach, I don't.
Trump's a Mason. Jeezy peasy.
Coach, I don't watch TV. I listen to very little news. I get up every morning and I just pray, Holy Spirit, you lead me today. You put me where I need to do. Help me do my job excellent. Treat people, minister to people. Do we have to know everything to do the work of God?
No, we do it right where we are.
I need to know that men build a superhuman someday and maybe do something. That doesn't change anything here and now.
No, right here, right.
God, I need to do His work right now, every day, tomorrow, next Friday. It's simple.
Amen. Yeah, I want to follow Randy. I want to jump in here right after Randy. Listen, let me tell you something. George Washington was a killer. He was a warrior. He was a Mason. Okay. I can't help it. Donald Trump may or may not be a Mason. But I'm telling you what, George, you think George Washington was a kind man. He may have been kind. Yeah, I'm sure he was kind as president, and especially as he got older. But when he was out on the field fighting the Indians, being the warrior of the day, let me tell you, there are no nice warriors. George Washington was a bad man. They couldn't kill him. We need to wrap our head around that. So I'm not I don't like Masons, But I can't help it that the founding father of the country was a Mason, and at this point in history, at this point in American history, with all of the things that Trump has accomplished, so what if he's a Mason? Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, with that last question, I want somebody to correct me.
Well, none of it should impact what you do in your daily life. To minister right where you live. Shouldn't matter who's in the office. Shouldn't matter. I would just say this. Trump's making it still legal for me to do it. Hillary would have made it illegal. Anybody want to answer, Bobby? I don't want to brush it off. Hey, Robert, get ready here, man. October 28th. Get this. Finders of faith. Get ready here, bud. Go ahead.
Hey Coach, I know one thing. If we would be doing what we should be doing, every one of us in our own little towns, we wouldn't even be here right now saying what we're saying, because things would be much, much better.
That's right, Serge. Every town could end abortion in their town. Why are we waiting on Trump to do it? Every church could be doing away with the cross-dressers reading in the library. Every church could be doing away with that. Every church united together could fight to put Christianity back into their government school. Every church could do that. And none of them are. None of them are doing any of those things. Maybe that's the point I'm trying to make.
Being a Mason is kind of like being a Christian. Most people calling themselves Christians don't understand what a Christian is even. A lot of Masons don't understand what Masons are all about. Now, my dad was a Mason for years, but when he got high enough and he took a look at what it was all about, he backed out as quickly as he could and rejected them. And there's a lot of Christians that have been backing out of these satanic social clubs because what they see, they reject the lies that are being on purpose propagated.
That's a mic drop, Larry. That is really, really true. There's as much false doctrine in the church as there is in the Masonic temple. Come on, folks. Let's be honest. There is, right?
Coach, throughout history, God has used men and women with personal failure in their life. He will use someone that will do something over a Christian that talks about it and talks about it and doesn't do. He will use those that will work and will bring his will forward on the earth. He will use them ahead of all the people that want to call themselves Christians but that aren't doers.
So, Randy, if Donald Trump, let's say he's the head of the Masons, let's say he's head of the Mossad, let's say he's not even a Christian, will you fight? Andy, does it matter whether does Donald Trump have to be a believer for you to fight for what's right? What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? Where I live my life. I just showed you up on the screen. He is eliminating the funding of Planned Parenthood. And that's still not good enough for some people. Are you fighting locally to end the funding of Planned Parenthood? Are you fighting locally to end abortion in your town? No, but you throw stones at Trump because he's... I've got myself in Twix here. I think you're picking up what I'm saying. Robert, take us to... Go ahead. Somebody come on in. I hear you.
I was going to say, Coach, it's just as it says, as Christ said, we strain at gnats and swallow camels.
Mm-hmm. We do. Listen, my opinion, this has been the most remarkable presidency in my lifetime. It's been remarkable. Is it all staged? Is it really just big time wrestling? Is it WWF in politics? I don't know. If it is, it's a great show. A great, great show. But I gotta pick a favorite actor, don't I?
Yeah, Dave.
Hey, Roger.
I think the issue for Christians probably more than anything with Donald Trump is his position on homosexuality. I don't think it's the economy. I don't think it's the wall. I don't think it's they're all. But I do believe that people struggle with that one. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but that's where the struggle is. I think
I struggle with that one too. Hey, Roger, I know pastors that support homosexuality.
Well, this, right? Yeah. Well, but see, I would never attend a church where a pastor supported that. Now, would I support for Trump? Yes, because of the alternative.
But and, I'll object all the way, though, Roger, as they do it. I object to that, right? Let me shift. Robert, I want you to read that. I don't want to do a whole show on this. Okay, I don't want to do a whole show. But this is important. It's very important. I told my wife, I go on Facebook, and it's Kanye West everywhere you go. And when I read another thing about Kanye West, I don't criticize him. I don't say, oh, what a fraud. What a phony. Oh, he's just serving the devil. He just come. I pray, Lord, that his salvation would be real. Lord, I pray that whatever's going on in Kanye West's heart, Lord, that you will get a hold of it, that you'll give him good godly counsel, Lord. And Lord, let's not elevate him too high yet, Lord. Let's not elevate him above what he's able to handle. But Lord, the name of Jesus is coming out of that guy's mouth to people who've never heard the name of Jesus. Why can't the church rejoice on that? Yeah. What is wrong with us? Do you have any idea how many, as a result of Kanye West's conversion, that's not real? Well, where were you? Where were you? And let's pray it's deep and pray that multiplied thousands, hundreds of thousands will take a look at Christ who had never done it before. He releases a video that says, Jesus is King.
Yes.
Hey, see, listen. Boy, the devil's out there, isn't he? He's out there at work. And we devise, again, I got good brothers that hate Trump. Spirit-filled praying brothers, warriors who hate Trump. And I said, Lord, what's wrong with me? Why don't I hate him? How do I know I'm right?
Nothing wrong with you, Coach. Nothing wrong with you.
Well, you get my point, right? I'm not just going to write my brother's off as they're not saved and they don't hear from the Lord. I know they hear from the Lord, man. I know they do. I know they do. What is it, Lord?
Coach, we're praying. You're praying, God, take Trump and use him and our brother on a right side.
Yes.
Take him out.
Yes.
We have to change because one is praying the will of God and one isn't. I'm too loud. I'm sorry, Coach.
That's it, man. One's praying the will of God, and one isn't. We just don't know which one it is, do we? We just don't know. It's a manly, worldly system, folks. I mean, it is. We can't put Franklin Graham in the White House. Now, wait a minute. I wish we could, but we can't do that till what? To another year? Well, Franklin Graham ain't going to get in the White House.
Franklin Graham wouldn't do anything anyways because he's not doing it now.
You get my point, though, Serge. Huh? You get my
point. Yeah, I get my point.
A righteous man. Let's say Coach Dave needs to be president. Well, okay, good. How's that happen? Somebody help me out here. Coach Dave. Hey, we need this guy in. Okay, how's that happen? Hey, Robert, bring us home here, man, on October 28th, Robert. Go bring us home.
Okay, okay, here we go. A quote by Thomas Watson, there is no rowing to paradise, or we might say kingdom of God, except upon the stream of repentant tears. Till sin is bitter, Christ will not be sweet. That's Thomas Watson. Just as Jesus healed all who were oppressed by the devil and cast out demons by the power of the Holy Spirit, so are his followers to do likewise. In other words, why keep looking at what people are doing wrong and not praise people who are doing right? You know, let's follow Jesus. Just as Jesus proclaimed, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, or the rulership of God, his followers, go ahead and scroll down, Jared. His followers will do likewise, seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, not selfish wants or powerless religion. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. For what truly matters is not seeking to have the best life now, but seeking to know Jesus Christ, who is eternal life.
Thank you, Robert.
We are not to be anxious for tomorrow, nor fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but fear God, who will deliver us from every evil deed and bring us safely to his heavenly kingdom. And of course, we know the fear of God is to hate evil and to expose evil. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Of course, this is accomplished by those who are submitted to the lordship of the Son of God. How much do we see that today?
Mm-hmm.
Those empowered by the Spirit of God, how much do we see that today? Because we're also commanded to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We see disunity. So how many are really empowered by the Spirit of God? And how many are nourished on the Word of God? That's not common today.
No.
These essential spiritual disciplines are much ignored by the popular mega church of God and the Christians of today. God has always worked through his mighty church, unpopular.
Yes, sir, buddy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Beam. Haven't seen my grandson in 4 days. So let me wrap this up. Come on over here, bud. Don't step. Can you step around that thing? You can go around the other way if you want to. So what was today about? What was this rant today about? Well, in my mind, if we're commanded, come here, Dave, we're commanded to pray for our leaders, right? I don't think Trump's the second coming. I don't think he's the first coming. I don't think he's the ninth coming. I don't think that. But he's doing things that we would not be able to do were someone else in that position. If Donald Trump is a sellout, what do you do?
Look at David, a man the Bible says is after God's own heart. Doesn't mean he's like God and everything. That means David is searching after God's heart. And David, in his lifetime, in his activities, he took advantage of every time he had a chance to use a secular leader or something like that to give him cover to go and fight the real enemy, and then claiming he was fighting the enemies of the secular leader and leading to, you know, lying to Ziklag right and left. And the Bible commended David for telling those lies to Ziklag. Right. So, you know, it's a question of when the Holy Spirit's leading you, he's going to have you do things that don't make any sense sometimes, but yet you need to surrender.
And you know what, even after God said of David, after David repented of the Bathsheba issue, and he said, here's a man after God's own heart. Yet then he numbers his own men and 70,000 are killed. Oh, I wonder what the American church would say of Donald Trump, as 70,000 Americans lost their life because Donald Trump counted the military.
Boys, here's what it is. Let me finish it with this one. Spent my life as a coach, football coach in particular, although I coached other sports. And I can't tell you the number of times in the midst of a game, the job wasn't getting done, and I'd have my headphones on, and I'd ask the coach upstairs or ask the coach around me, quarterback's not getting the job done. Who do we put in? We can't go trade for somebody. Who do we put in? I say, hey, coach, this is the horse we rode to the party, man. We gotta ride him. We gotta stay with him and support him. Let's let everybody around him get better. If we get everybody around him better, he won't have to do as much on his own. Let's make his job easier by us doing our job better. We're so missing it, folks. We're so missing it. We're so missing this opportunity that we have to make a difference right where we are. Let's get our eyes off of the White House. Let's support the guy in the White House. But the last I know, Last I checked, he said it's okay for me to fight back with my faith, that Christianity is okay. Last I checked, I'm allowed to do that. Thank you, Donald Trump. I'm going to keep fighting. Let me know if anything changes. That's where I think I am. We got on. Let's get on this horse and ride, man. As long as we can and as hard as we can, right where we live. God bless y'all. We'll see you tomorrow.